Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 5th of August, The Light of the World. During his earthly ministry, Jesus stood up to read in the synagogue in his hometown of Nazareth. He declared from the book of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." Notably, Jesus then said to all the people, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In the flesh of mankind, Jesus was the full embodiment of the lampstand that belongs to the true tabernacle of God. Having been anointed with the sevenfold spirit of Yahweh, he revealed the light of the sevenfold spirit of Yahweh to the world during his earthly ministry. Jesus testified, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." In the context of healing the physical and spiritual sight of the man who had been born blind, he said, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Jesus was discipled by the Father under the direction of the Holy Spirit to be the messenger of the covenant. Jesus testified, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of disciples, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as a disciple." In this regard, we could liken Jesus himself to the first mature bud that emerged from the first calyx, proceeding from the fellowship of Yahweh Elohim as the root of the lampstand. In the symbolism of the lampstand, the calyx represents the context and process of discipleship. It is the context in which a son of God from a worthy house is discipled to become a messenger. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 4 verse 18, Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1 and 2, Luke chapter 4 verse 21, John chapter 8 verse 12, John chapter 9 verse 5, and Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4. For further study, John chapter 8.